This week on Florida Matters, we're taking a look back at 2015. We're bringing you highlights of some of the discussions we brought you throughout the year. Among the topics we covered, homelessness among Florida's students. Over the summer, Florida Matters' Michael S. Butler introduced us to a mom and her two children who were getting help from an organization in Pinellas County.
About a dozen kids are playing in a large room at the Homeless Empowerment Program, or HEP, in Pinellas County. Most are busy gluing plastic bottle caps into different shapes to make art. There are boys and girls. All are between the ages of about 6 to 12. Noah Holmes is 12. His family is now staying at HEP, and he remembers the hotel, the last place where he stayed with his mom and little sister. And he can describe it in just one word.
Bad. You can't go at least 10 feet without smelling weed or pot or something. Just the place was bad.
Michelle Holmes is mother to Noah and 7-year-old Emma. The family was evicted from their apartment not long after she lost her job. Her pastor recommended she call HEP. When we talked, they had only been at the shelter for about a week.
Without this, like I said, I don't know where we'd be. I don't know. I don't want to say ever living on the streets, but that may have been our next step.
Holmes says she's noticed a difference in Noah since their housing worries started.
With Noah, his demeanor has changed a little bit. He's very pouty and quieter. I definitely think it affects them at school. I don't think they know how to express what to tell everyone.
A study from the American Psychological Association says as schooling for homeless children is interrupted or delayed, they are twice as likely to have a learning disability, have to repeat a grade, or to be suspended from school. Michelle Holmes says the Pinellas County school system knows that the family is staying at HEP.
And they were very supportive of the situation if we were late, because getting her on the bus, she missed a couple days because they were getting her a bus from the hotel, and they really worked with her well.
So how many students like Noah and Emma are there? Well, the exact number is hard to determine. According to 211 Tampa Bay Cares, there were around 2,200 homeless students in Pinellas County. The term homeless students has a broader definition than you may think. It includes students who are living in trailer parks, hotels, or with extended family. And it can be difficult to get an accurate count of homeless students, especially as they get older when they start to couch surf or move around a lot. Across the bay, Ken Gaughan supervises social work for Hillsborough County Public Schools.
We've also been talking to other communities and kind of experts in the field about what should our number be? Now, what does it look like?
He says they've been trying to figure out how many homeless students they may have.
And the input we get is you need to look at your free lunch count in the district. And our free lunch count is pretty high. It's around 55%. They say about 10% of your free lunch population is also homeless. That's a pretty big number.
Doing the math, that means about 11,000 students in Hillsborough County may be at or near homeless.
Well, what are you making out of your bottle caps?
A cake.
Meanwhile, Noah Holmes says he's just glad his family's together at the Homeless Empowerment Program, and he hopes it means a fresh start for all of them.
No, no, it helps my family get back on our feet instead of just keep falling and falling. So you just move up from where we used to be.
His mom is going through a 6-week computer training class at HEP that she hopes will improve her chances at finding a good job and a permanent home of their own. For Florida Matters, I'm Michael S. Butler.
Since this story first aired, Michelle Holmes finished the job training course. She's now working full-time in a medical office. And we'll feature more highlights from shows we brought you throughout the year this afternoon on Florida Matters. That's at 6:30 here on WUSF 89.7.